Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday, the 2nd of October. In just one moment, Maya Angelou will be joining us. I got to tell you, you have to stay tuned for this interview. She is one beautiful woman. The last time she was on the show, so many people were moved. She has touched so many people. She was charitable with the people who called in. She has so much to say about living, and she's written a new book, which is Letter to My Daughter, in which she exposes some of the hard parts of her life and some of the joyous parts as well. She's a national treasure, and we are delighted to have her with her, and she'll be here just momentarily. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Did I say that again? And I'm here with Mike Crane, who is our Chief Operating Officer for Wisconsin Public Radio. It's our fall membership drive, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener donations, as you must know by now, are the very foundation of our budget, and that's why we're asking for your gift right now. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552. Hi, Mike.
Hi. You know, when I walked in this morning and learned that the goal for this hour was
$9,000.
No, I know. Oh, my goodness. But Dean Kallenbeck, who's working with us on the production today, said, oh, you guys will do it. And we have a terrific guest. We have a wonderful thank you gift to offer you that is her book, what Kathleen will tell you about in a second. And it's going to be possible with your help. So please call and help us to reach this $9,000 goal. Help make Kathleen Dunn's show possible for the months to come. Maybe be the first to donate this hour and get us started at WPR.org or toll free at 888-202-2552. And we have this terrific book to offer.
Yes, we do. It's a new book from Maya Angelou. It's a beautiful book. It has poetry. It has a series of moving essays. It's to inspire. It's to meditate. It's to challenge you. And for a special donation of $150, when you donate that, you can receive Maya Angelou's new book, Letter to My Daughter. And I am not kidding you. You will always remember this interview. If you've never heard her speak before, you will be moved by what she has to say, and you'll remember the words that she has given you for a long, long time, as you will from this book. So $150 donation, and we are very happy to send you Letter to My Daughter by Maya Angelou.
And, you know, this is how Wisconsin Public Radio operates. We ask you to become a member. When you contribute, your financial support makes the radio station possible. More than 40,000 people currently support WPR through their donations.
And we thank you if you're one of them. And I know some of you listening are one of them, many of them. But if you haven't donated yet, please make the decision to do so right now. You depend on hearing great programs on WPR, and now you can make a contribution. Well, you do by your wonderful phone calls, but you can make a financial contribution now to support this programming. Go to WPR.org, pledge securely online, or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
You know, your membership dollars make an important part of the support for the daily work of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joy is here, Kathleen and Larry and Ben and Jean and all the rest of the people that are working inside the radio, if you will. Their work is made possible by you. So any amount you can contribute will make a difference in that essential role, making the work we do possible every day. Go to WPR.org right now to make your pledge. And, you know, you'll be surprised by how easy it is to do that. Making your pledge with your credit card will put your contribution to work instantly for Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to support. Click WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You listened every day to WPR, and many of you have listened for years to WPR, and you never get a bill, even though you receive the service every day like a utility or phone service. Unlike with utilities, you won't receive monthly bills from us that's based on usage. Instead, we use the honor system. So we count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening you do, and you can do so at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio programs enrich your life every day. We've had a fascinating discussion this past hour about politics. Maya Angelou is just about to be on right now. I'm looking forward to that, and I know you are too, so we'll get to that momentarily. But right now, we'd ask you to make that pledge, let's say $120, and you'll get as an extra thank you gift if you also get the Maya Angelou book, the WPR member card. And it will add even more enrichment, including savings at restaurants, B&Bs, and cultural attractions. And it may even turn out that you'll end up dining at places you might not otherwise have tried and visiting places you hadn't thought of trying before. That's a great value of public radio, is helping you to try things out, try mm-hmm. new ideas on the Ideas Network. Pledge your support right now, $120 or more, and receive the WPR member card, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much, Mike. We're going to have Maya Angelou with us in just a moment. And I just have to tell you a story about her. The last time she was on, I will never forget this, there was a young woman who called in. Maya was raised by her grandmother until she was 13 years old, and a young woman called in who had been raised by her grandmother, and she was about to get married, and she lost her grandmother right before the marriage. And I got to tell you, Maya Angelou spoke to the heart of this woman and then offered her a wedding present, asked to speak to her on the air, or off the air, after the show was over, and extended even further. She's a charitable, brilliant, wonderful woman, and we were just so happy to have her with us this hour. So let's get to it, huh? Thanks, mm-hmm. Mike. Thank
Pleasure
you.
To be here.
And just a reminder that just this hour, $150 pledge, and you'll be able to be further inspired by her book, Maya Angelou, Letter to My Daughter. Dedicated, as I said, to the daughter she never had. She does have a son, and that story is in this book. She sees daughters all around her. She writes, I give birth to one child, a son, but I have thousands of daughters, and they are Jewish and Muslim, Asian, Spanish-speaking, Native American. You're fat, thin, pretty, and plain, gay and straight, educated and unlettered, and I am speaking to you all. Here is my offering to you. Maya, of course, is a poet, a writer, a performer, a dancer, a teacher, a director, and is the author of so many books. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes, A Song Sung Up to Heaven. Her essays include Even the Stars Look Lonesome, many books of poetry, and Still I Rise, Celebrations, Amazing Peace, Mother, Children's Book. She's also written a cookbook, Hallelujah, the Welcome Table. And this book is about some of the lessons that she has learned and under what conditions she has learned them. We'll be welcoming phone calls for her as well at 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Maya Angelou, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
Yeah, I'm delighted to have you with us. In one of the essays at the end, and this came through so clearly the last time you were on the show, is that you are a charitable woman. You are a charitable woman. That's an important thing to be in life.
Yes, I think that sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that charity is a bad thing. I mean, there are people who say, oh, I don't want charity. But we're told in the Judeo-Christian Bible that a charitable, everybody wants to receive charity. And the best thing is more blessed to give than to receive. So giving charitably is not just giving things, all of that too, but a kind word, a pat on the back, a compliment when it wasn't expected. Those things are charitable. I mean, you don't know when you see a person who may be a stranger. You don't know that whether he just hung up the phone from being told, Mr. Jones, we're downsizing, and so your job has become redundant, as they say in England, and that we need you to come in and pick up your belongings.
Mm.
Or the person who hangs up the phone, just hung up the phone from hearing, Mrs. Smith, I'm sorry to tell you, the doctor isn't happy with the way the x-rays are looking. We want
right.
you.
Yeah.
You see? So when you mm-hmm. pass the person and you say good morning, for a moment, that burden is lifted, just even for a second. A big smile, morning.
Right, how true. We're going to, before we hear the rest of this, call you back. Our line is just a little bit fuzzy and we're not getting all of your words, and if we want to hear all of everybody's words, it's Maya Angelou. So we will call her back and then get her on another line. Maya Angelou is author of Letter to My Daughter, and we're very happy to have her with us for a pledge $150, we're very happy to send you a copy of Letter to My Daughter, which is a series of essays that includes some of the lessons that she's learned and under what conditions she has learned lessons in her life. Her life has been long, and she believes that life loves the liver of it, so she has dared to try many things, sometimes trembling but daring still, and she has included here events and lessons which she has found useful, accounts of growing up, unexpected emergencies. She's had some tough times in her life, a few poems and also some light stories to make you laugh and some to make you meditate, making every effort to change things that you don't like. And if you can't make a change, then change the way you've been thinking and you might find a new solution. It's filled with words of wisdom. We're just trying to get her on a better phone line here. I don't know where she is, but the phone line is just a little scratchy. So Mike Crane is joining me until we land her again to talk about the premium of this hour and these kinds of conversations, which we'll pick up in just a moment. Hi, Mike.
Hi. It looks like John is working on rehooking up with Maya, so we'll do that. I wanted the chance, while we've got this moment, to share some of the comments that we've been receiving in the last hour and to invite people to call that other number, our pledge number, 888-202-2552, to make a pledge. They can ask for the Maya Angelou book, and we do have a big goal this hour of $9,000, so we hope that you sign up to do that and get in touch with us.
All right. Thanks very much, Mike. We'll see if the line is better here. Maya Angelou?
Yes, good morning again.
You're much better now. I don't know what happened there with the wires, but sometimes things happen with the wires, right? Yeah. But, you know, it would be this is a simple thing in some ways, but it's also so hard to be charitable to other human beings. And what a huge difference it makes in terms of, I notice this all the time, in terms of being at a restaurant, in terms of having a conversation with somebody that you're working with, of giving somebody a compliment, etc. It's such an important thing to do, and we don't do it very often.
And how much better we feel after we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make an analogy that if I see a person loaded down with groceries or bags of any sort trying to get through a door, I will go and hold the door. The person can be white or black or fat or thin or old or young. I will hold the door. Now, I want the person to say thank you. If he or she doesn't say thank you, I say, you're welcome. But then, if the same person came back to the door, again loaded down, I would still open the door. The reason, it's not because I'm trying to influence maybe the Creator to be kind to me. I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because it is right to do. And that's the important thing.
The right thing to do.
Do the right thing because it is right to do.
You
really do like yourself a little bit more. You know, in the quiet, you kind of pat yourself on the back.
Do the right thing. It's a motto we should all have, right?
I think so.
I was struck by a lot of the essays because I didn't realize you've been through some pretty difficult times in your life, and that's an understatement. I'd like for you to tell me the story. You had a son when you were very young. You didn't love the father. It was your sexuality blossoming, and you wound up having a sexual experience, and then a baby 9 months later when you were 16. You were also a dancer, and I was so struck by the story when you were off in Europe, I'm not sure what city, dancing and teaching professional dancers, trying to make ends meet to send money home to your son. And you were struck by this dilemma that I think a lot of women are, that you really had to be with your son, you really wanted to, and yet you had to bring money home, and you took this long journey because you didn't want to be in an airplane crash to get home.
That's
to
right.
Him.
In fact, I left Naples by ship, and it was 9 days at that time.
Oh, my.
And then I took a train from New York to San Francisco for 3 days and three nights. Because I didn't want to be in a plane, have the plane fall, and my son, who was then about 9, be able to have him to say, but my mother was an entertainer. And that's all he would know. I wanted him to know I'm much more than that.
Hmm.
And so I did come home, but I didn't know that I had run myself really quite mad,
mm-hmm.
but with the guilt. And so I was home about 3 days. We were in my mother's house. I'd left him with my mother and an aunt. When I saw him the third day, I thought, I can pick him up and jump out of this window. And I said, listen, go outside right this minute, and don't come back even if I call you. I phoned for a cab. I got into the cab. I told him to go inside now. In the cab, I thought of where to go. I went to Langley Porter Psychiatric Clinic. When I went in, the receptionist asked if I had an appointment. I said no. She said they couldn't see me without an appointment. So I said, somebody must see me. I'm about to go mad.
Hmm.
And I might hurt myself and someone else. So she made some rather frantic phone calls, and she said, go down to office number so-and-so. I went to the office. I walked in. There was a young white man, Brooks Brothers suit, button-down shirt, and he offered me a seat and then asked, what's the matter? I started to cry.
Mm-hmm.
The very idea of me trying to explain to this young man, who is obviously privileged and white, what it felt like for a black mother to have left her son alone, well, with my mother, but still alone from me, and to grow up in a racist country where there was no one to talk to him, to try to explain to him that he was not inferior. I just started crying. Kathleen, I cried and so until I had to leave the office. I called another cab and I went to my voice teacher. He said, he asked me what's the matter. And I said, I'm going crazy. He said, no, I mean, really, what's the matter? I said, I'm going crazy. I'm about to hurt myself and maybe hurt God. He gave me a yellow pad and a pen. He said, write your blessings down. So I said, listen, I'm not talking about that. He said, just write down that you could hear me say that. And think of all the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the world who couldn't hear, who can't hear their baby cry, can't hear a fire engine, can't hear the love words of a beloved. And then write down that you can see this yellow pad. And think of the millions of people who can't see in the world, can't see a beloved's face, can't see a flower, can't see the river. Just write that down. Then he said, write down that you know how to write. Write down that you can read. Well, I did take the yellow pad. I almost finished that long page. It was legal size. I almost finished that. And from that day to this, I don't complain. I will protest if something is not right. But I don't complain. I am grateful. And that makes it for another kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, wait a minute, you know that old saw, which I thought was brilliant when I was about 10. I still think it's brilliant, and I'm celebrating my 80th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I still think it's good. When the statement says, I felt sorry for myself because I had no shoes till I saw a man who had no feet.
Mm-hmm. My mother used to say that to me.
I know. It's older than I am.
Right.
It was it was old when I first heard it 60 years ago, 70 years ago.
Tell me about your grandmother. I love the chapter about your grandmother. What, you walked like her, you held your hands like her.
Yeah.
She just sounded so wonderful, and you pay tribute to her throughout the book, really.
Yes, throughout my life. I thank God for her. She raised me. She's my father's mother. An incredible woman, really. Her husband left her with two sons. my father, the one who was to become my father, and my uncle, who was crippled. Mama, she was called Mama. Mama thought he was crippled because he'd fallen off a porch when he was about a year and a half. Of course, we found that had nothing to do with it, that he had a neurological malady. But Mama, again, back to that mother guilt. Mother, my grandmother always thought that she had caused by neglect his injury. She refused to go into a kitchen. She said she refused to go into any woman's kitchen and leave her little darlings to be looked at after. And she particularly was afraid somebody might mistreat her crippled one. So she made meat pies and chicken fried pies. And she would sell them at the lumber mill and at the cotton gin every day at lunchtime. When the lumber mill's dinner bell went off, my grandmother had a cowbell, and she would beat it. The men would come down. She said they'd come out of the cotton gin covered with lint. You couldn't tell if these were black or white men. And they'd come out of the lumber mill covered with sawdust, and they would buy her meat pies for 5 cents. She did that day and night, sun, rain, snow. She sold her meat pies. In about 10 years, she was able to build a stall. She subsequently built a store, the only black-owned store in the town. I put that she did it about 1919. And I had it pulled down in 2002, the building itself. I'd shaked it up and repaired it, and I rented it out to some evangelicals. But I think they charged them $15 a month. About every 2 or 3 months, I'd have to have the floor built up because I think they got so happy in church. And so in the end, though, it was just became too dangerous, and so I had it pulled down. But she was an amazing woman. She spoke very softly. She was very tall. I mean, when she died, she was over 6 foot.
Oh my.
So probably in her prime, she may have been 6'2 or so. But she spoke softly and had a huge voice, booming voice, which she used in church. When she'd sing, at least once a month, somebody would get happy. And a woman would just get happy and wind up her whole purse and throw the whole thing at the preacher.
How do you deal? There's a lovely essay in here, because we all go through deaths of our parents and our grandparents, and they're really dark times in our lives. You have a beautiful essay in which you talk about how you hold them within you forever.
Yes,
forever.
Ma'am. My grandmother died 56 years ago. She is real to me. And again, back to when we were talking about charity, my grandmother used to say, "Sister, when you get to give, when you learn, teach, and you know what's right, do right." It's so simple. I mean, it seems so simple, but it's so profound to do it and try to be it all the time. But that was my grandmother. And that's I have a painting of about 8 women sitting on fold-up chairs, and there's one empty chair. I've taken that painting all over the world with me. I was at 20th Century Fox as their first black female producer-director. I've taken it to Europe. I took it to Africa. Because I think of that empty chair as Mama's chair. And if I have any question about what is the right thing to do, the honorable thing, I look at that chair and I can almost hear my grandmother say, "Now, sister, you know what's right." And many times, if I was going to say something unkind, say something without thinking it through, I do what West African women, especially in Ghana, they put their thumb and forefinger together and hold the lips, and they say, "Hold your weapon."
Hold your weapon.
Hold your weapon.
Maya Angelou is our guest this hour. She has a new book, Letter to My Daughter. It is dedicated to the daughter she never had, but sees, as she says, all around her. And the book is filled with poems, accounts of growing up, events and lessons which she has found useful, some unexpected emergencies, and, of course, this great warmth she gives you from listening to her. She just makes you feel better, doesn't she? And some really good ideas about how to live a better life. We'll continue with her in a moment. And welcome your phone calls for Maya Angelou as well. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And we'll be back with you in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and we'll continue with Maya Angelou in just a moment. I'm joined in the studio by Mike Crane from Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are here to ask your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution makes this kind of work possible, and it's very easy to make a donation. All you have to do is go online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. It's good to be here again. We have a goal of $9,000 this hour, and we are having some success. After our first break, we raised about $4,000. So that's a really great start, another $5,000 to raise, and we need your help. It's so easy to get in touch with us. Help us stay on track financially and contact us at WPR.org, where there's an online secure pledge page, or toll free at 888-202-2552. And as a special incentive, we have a great thank you gift we're offering this hour.
Yeah, we do. And it's Maya Angelou's brand new book. And she's just, I've loved her for such a long period of time, and I know many of you do as well, partially not only because of her inspirational writing, but because of the person that she is. She's an extraordinary, charitable woman. The book is Maya Angelou, Letter to My Daughter. It's a series of essays, which includes some really rough parts of her life and also some poetry, and it's from the heart. I read the whole thing. It was very moving. If you can donate $150, we will be very happy to send you a copy of Maya Angelou's Letter to My Daughter.
Kathleen, a wonderful comment came from Lisa in Middleton a little while ago. She said, "I was listening to WPR this morning and heard about the donation drive. WPR has been the best thing that has happened to my brain." WPR has inspired me to be a lifelong learner. And how appropriate, while we're listening to Ms. Angelou, to think about being a lifelong learner.
Right.
And we invite you to call right now. You know, our guests enjoy coming on WPR, and they know that they're going to get an hour of intelligent discourse. They'll get great questions from you, our listeners, and they won't be interrupted by commercials. And that makes a big difference because we can get more in an hour. It's chock full. Many very good guests want to come back again and again.
Yes, they do. And your financial support makes this possible. Listener support, the most reliable portion of our funding. We thank you in advance for making your pledge online at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
You know, listeners like you provide the most significant part of WPR's funding. That's it. You pay for what you value. Contribute at WPR.org or call right now 888-202-2552 and make a pledge in any amount, maybe the $150 to get Ms. Angelou's book, and you'll be doing your part to keep the station strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us to raise that $9,000 goal this hour.
And contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio is quite easy, Mike. As you know, if you've never done it before, here's what you do. When you contribute online at WPR.org, just fill in the blanks. When you call 888-202-2552, we'll ask your name, address, phone number, and how much you'd like to give. And we'll ask how you'd like to pay, with a credit card now, or we can send you a reminder in the mail. We never sell or trade your personal information. It is kept private between you and WPR. So that's it. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now.
Support WPR today, and it's one of the best things that you could do with 3 minutes of your time. By taking a few minutes to make your contribution, you're going to help WPR stay on the air for another year. The money that you give us will become stories and programs and discussions that will continue to keep you connected to the world. All in 3 minutes, online at WPR.org or on the phone. Make a contribution at 888-202-2552.
Just a reminder for this hour, the thank you gift is Maya Angelou's Letter to My Daughter, just published, a beautiful book that will stay with you for a long time, and we are happy to send this to you. And we're doing how well? I don't have track of the numbers.
I don't have the latest count, but we're halfway there by now.
All right, good, good. So if you call now, it'll make a big difference. And we thank all of you for all of your comments and ask you again to donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And a huge thank you to you. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you later. We're back with Maya Angelou and welcoming phone calls for her as well. Our phone number on air is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. If you would like to have a conversation with her, she's with us and happy to talk about the book and all that's in the book and happy to talk about life, et cetera. It's a great read. Maya, let's talk about, and these are hard to talk about. I bet you it was painful for you to write about that absolute jerk who beat you up and almost killed you and your mother finding you. Oh, that you had to go through that. What a horrible, horrible event.
Terrible.
Ugh.
It made me so scared for so long.
Mm.
But, you know, and fortunately, it never made me bitter. Bitterness is very dangerous. It's like cancer.
Mm.
It does nothing to the object of the bitterness. I mean, the way it's like cancer is it eats upon the host. And so I will not entertain it. I will not give it a perch in my mind or in my body. But as I told you, I will protest.
Right.
And I think everybody has the right to defend herself, himself, against abuse of any sort. Sometimes there's the verbal abuse, and people will say, "I didn't mean that," or "I didn't think this would hurt you." One of the ways I prevent it is when a person says to me, "I hope this won't you won't take this wrong." I say, "Please don't tell me because I will take it wrong." Don't
right.
do it
right.
because that's just a sly way and a cowardly way of saying, "I'm going to hit you, but I don't want you to hit back."
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be insulted by this. Actually, I'm already insulted, so stop it. And we really have to have the right. We have the right. We have to make use of the right to protect ourselves in our own defense.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't defend myself, how can I ask someone else to defend me?
And sometimes events like that can really stop you in your tracks. To give trust to someone, to, in a sense, love someone and have him turn on you like that,
yes,
is hard to take into your consciousness, isn't it?
True. Oh, I was afraid for easily a year. If a person just came toward me, he or she could have been going down the road or going into a store. If I was coming out and someone was coming in, I would flinch.
Right.
I would jump.
Mm.
And fortunately, my brother helped me to see my way through that. My brother and my mother, by telling me that was one incident. You were hurt, but you have not been disfigured, except the disfigurement that you keep inside yourself.
Right.
And so I didn't want that any more than I wanted scars on my face. I didn't really want to be a scary cat. I didn't want to be a whiner. Why neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want that. I didn't want to meet another Bruce. So little by little, I began to take over my life again.
Right.
And this is something that women and men have to do. But sometimes men were just brazen it through. You know what I mean? Just Bogart.
Mm-hmm.
Put his shoulders up and push on through. But not all. But women, sometimes they live with the pain and the hurt, not realizing that they're hurting themselves even more so.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to some callers, 800-486-8655. Margie from Franklin. Hi, Margie.
Hi, Kathleen. And hello to Maya Angelou. I'm going to break down in tears.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Please have a laugh, too. Have a laugh. That's it, yes.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to see you. Hear you laugh as well.
And you've helped me laugh. I've read the stories about your grandmother, and I've read so many things that you've written, and I've had issues. My husband left me 18 years ago with four children, and I've had a difficult road, and just listening to you, and like Kathleen said, your voice is so warm and so nurturing. I've gone to the library to get your books on tape, and I will listen to them in the car, especially like on a road trip to Indiana to go home to see my mom. Hmm. And I would be listening to you on the way, and I'd be laughing and crying, and you just gave me strength to go on.
I'm so glad. That's grand to hear.
I have a beautiful card I found. I can't describe the flower, but it's peachy orange on the front. And it has your writing on it. It says, I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it.
Exactly.
And I bought two of them.
Smart woman.
Because I'm having it framed for my new office. And 2 weeks ago, I got to meet Michelle Obama when she came to Milwaukee.
Oh, goodness.
And now I'm talking to you. I'm on top of the world.
I introduced her about 2 weeks down at, 2 weeks ago down in North Carolina. So I called Oprah because I knew that Oprah had met her. I asked Oprah, what's your take on Mrs. Obama? She said, she is the real deal. And when I met her, we sat backstage for about an hour. And that's how I introduced her. When I talked about different things. But then I said, Oprah said she is the real deal. And I've been talking to her. And I've been listening to her. And I promise you, you're going to enjoy the next half hour. Here is the real deal. She is all of that. There's no fake nothing about her. I found that was a phony or a put on. I'm so glad my work has been of service. You can't say more than that to anybody.
Right.
That what they're doing as their life calling is of service. It makes some of the rocky roads smoother and some of the steep hills more accommodating.
And you call at one point in the book, Maya, for all of us to do something great for humanity.
Yes.
That's a good goal.
Actually, that I took that from Thomas Mann. I rewrote it, but essentially I read it years and years ago, and it said in effect, be ashamed if you die before you do something excellent for mankind. And it's true. I wouldn't like it said that I came here and got out of here without doing something good for humanity.
Thank you, Margie, for your call. Josie is next from Green Bay. Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, you?
Good. I am so thrilled to be online with you right now. I actually have a question for Maya Angelou. I would love to know what advice you have for parenting nowadays. We have three small children. We try to raise them, you know, with good values. Yes. But it just seems like in today's society that things just seem so much tougher. And I'd love to know what words of wisdom that Maya Angelou has for parents of young children. And I can actually take my response off the air.
Thanks, Josie.
Thank you very much. My first encouragement is to love them. Don't be in love with them.
Mm.
If you're in love with them, you make a romance, and you don't train them, you don't treat them fairly. They will only know what they're exposed to. So if you really have no way to say, no, that won't do, that's not right, no, lying is just not the right thing, and here's why. And give them your full attention. Quite often, I see parents chastise kids sort of on the way out the door. Stop. Tell the person, she's 4, he's 6, she's 9. Just stop and look in their faces, look into their eyes, and say, this is dangerous for you to do, or this is excellent for you to do. You see, sometimes when parents fall in love with their kids, then they lose themselves. And the child needs the whole you. He needs the teacher, the nurturer, the person who shows by how she acts, how what he does is a greater lesson than any book can carry. So the person says, "Oh, you don't lie, huh?" And then you listen 2 days later, and the person is saying, "Oh no, I didn't go out today on the telephone to somebody." And the child says, "Wait a minute, that's not true. So maybe I'm not supposed to lie, but she can." You understand?
Sure.
So I don't mean you're ideal, because you will make mistakes if you live. But one of the things I think you have to do is forgive yourself and ask for forgiveness for every mistake. When you misunderstood the child, especially, because he said he did this and he didn't, or she said she didn't do this and she did, forgive her. Talk to her, but forgive too. And if you happen to be religious at all, you know you're constantly asking the Creator to forgive you. And to the child, a small child, particularly, the parent is the Creator. So you have to really, I think, be so grand, and you should develop and keep sharp your sense of humor.
Isn't that for sure? Maya Angelou, thank you so much for being with us. It's a true delight and honor to listen to you, and you have the world's best voice.
Oh, you dear lady.
You do, though.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
thank
Kathleen.
You. Thanks, Maya.
And if you please, I would like to speak to your engineer when we are off the air.
You'd like to speak with John?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll put him on with you right now.
Thank you. Stay well, stay strong.
Thank you, you as well.
And I love Minneapolis.
Okay, thank you. Maya Angelou, our guest, and John will be on the line with her in a moment. The book is Letter to My Daughter. What a treat she is. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Sweepstakes packet will soon be in your mailbox. This year, the donated prizes include Green Bay Packer tickets, Midwest Airlines tickets, and more. Anyone can enter, and no contribution is necessary to win. For details, go to wpr.org/sweepstakes.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Group Health Cooperative, a not-for-profit, member-owned healthcare cooperative. Medical record accessibility and appointment scheduling through GHC MyChart at ghcscw.com. Group Health Cooperative, better together.
And hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn, joined in the studio by Mike Crane from Wisconsin Public Radio. We're here to ask your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, which isn't hard to do after an interview with Maya Angelou. Your contribution makes this kind of work possible. It's easy to make a donation. Go online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552. Hi again, Mike.
It's great to be here, and we're having another great hour on the Ideas Network. More than $6,000 raised so far, Kathleen, and we're working toward a goal of $9,000.
Whoa!
And
right.
I've learned that a lot of the people that are calling in and making their web pledge at WPR.org are asking for Maya Angelou's book.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell people more about it in just a second. I know they've been enjoying this hour and asking for that book at 888-202-2552.
And this guest is one of those wonderful voices in American history that you think the world is a much better place, our country is a better place with Maya Angelou. She loves to be on this program, and she has just told John that she will sign any book, which is a nice thing. Any book for anybody who can donate $150, she will sign all of those books that we send, which is very, very nice of her to do that. This is the caliber of guest you hear. You hear conversations like this. You will, and I say this again and again when I pledge, you won't hear them anywhere else. You just won't hear an hour with Maya Angelou. And you think of how it makes your heart feel better to have her here. And we ask what it's like to have access to guests like this and the information they provide. What's it worth to you? It's almost hard to answer that, but it's worth a financial donation, which we ask you to do. Make your pledge online at WPR.org or call toll-free at 888-202-2552.
Ms. Angelou said in just a minute ago, your child needs the whole you.
Mm.
Fascinating thought, and many more great thoughts in that book offered for a $150 pledge right now at 888-202-2552. Give now online, too. You can give with your credit card at WPR.org. That will be less money for paperwork and more into programming for WPR. You'll find a link to make your pledge right on the front page of WPR.org, and you'll be done in no time.
Yeah, you sure will be. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio to bring you accurate information, all kinds of viewpoints. We do our homework, as I think you probably noticed, so you can trust the information you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Your financial support brings you programs you count on to be dependable sources of information and also inspiration. So we ask you to pledge your support now securely online at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
Would you consider making a contribution of $1,000? Your $1,000 contribution would play a major role in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and making it available to everyone who wants to listen. You can put your pledge on a credit card. You can even pay your $1,000 pledge in monthly installments of about $83 a month. Just go on the web at WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552. Your pledge, of course, in any amount is appreciated. Every dollar makes a difference. So do it online right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. A cup of coffee, you have a lunch, you have a soda, you have two sodas. And as you know, it adds up to a significant amount of money over the course of a month. You might be listening to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. So it's just as important as some of the other daily things that you enjoy. Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are very close to reaching our goal for this hour.
I hope so. That'd be great.
And we would love to hear from you. The goal for the hour is $9,000. And do you have the latest total right there?
$8,846. So we have $154 to go.
Terrific. Can you call and take us over the top with your contribution right now at 888-202-2552. We'd love to hear from you. We've heard from a whole bunch of people this hour, and I hope it won't embarrass you too much, Kathleen, for me to share a couple of the comments from your fans. Petra from Madison said that her husband contributes and is a big fan of you, of Kathleen Dunn. And Mary from Elm Grove says, I love your programming. I listen to your station. I really appreciate the conversations. and I'm grateful that you're there. And Lauren from Milwaukee called and loves it. Kathleen from Madison. Susan and Daniel from Antioch, Illinois, who love WPR, especially Kathleen Dunn. And lots more people have gotten in touch with us at 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
And just a reminder, for $150, it's Maya Angelou's book. She doesn't do a lot of interviews, as you know. And so to be able to receive this book and remember this conversation and think about the enormous contribution she has made to American society, to all kinds of worlds. This is a very honest book. A lot of this book is hard to read because she's a gorgeous writer, but she's had some really hard experiences in her life. And we just made our goal, $9,376. But keep the money coming in so you can get the book. Thanks, Mike, so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And thanks to Maya Angelou for devoting her time. She is a charitable and smart and strong woman. We thank her. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour. And thanks to John Treader for on-air production here in our studios in Milwaukee. We'll be with you again Monday for all things political. Watch the debate tonight, and then let's talk about it on Monday. I can't wait. I'm Kathleen Dunn. It's a minute now before 11. The pledge number, 888-202-2552. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.